We're visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you've only played one game here in 2024. It was against Linden last Thursday. Unfortunately, it was a tough defeat for you guys. But just kind of talk a little bit about that game. And I know Linden, just a solid team.
Yeah, for sure. And they played really well, and they earned it at the end, which is sometimes how tough games go. The start of the semester has been pretty tough. We've had, I think, three different games get canceled or postponed so far due to weather, and then kind of the same goes for practice schedule. It had actually been 6 days since we had practiced as a team before going into that game, and so I think if you were able to watch it, a lot of that rust at the beginning, kind of missing some dinkers, and then just kind of the lack of execution there at the end, a lot of that comes down to just not having the chance to play with each other or even practice with each other leading up to that game.
And I know with the games being postponed on Friday, you might have been able to get into the gym, maybe not after that Linden loss. But I know with the schedule changes with the Flint Hill Shootout, you don't play until Thursday. So you're going to be able to get some practice time in before your first round game?
Yes, some much needed time. We were able to get, we had about a 45-minute practice before sending the kids home on Friday of last week. And then, I can't wait to get in today through Wednesday and get some much needed work done.
What's the biggest emphasis you want to see this week in practice? You got three practices starting with today, and then you have your first game on Thursday, and you're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, I think especially with, we have to prepare for three different games, and two of those games we're not even sure of the matchup we'll get. So I think the main focus is just finding the things that we want to execute and then making sure that we are able to execute them the way that we want to and not the way that teams are going to try to force us to. We know kind of how teams have been playing defense against us, and we've played Council Grove before. So just finding, just kind of dialing in the things that we really want to focus and emphasize as a team, and just making sure that we are ready, willing, and able to execute those come the weekend.
You know, Madeline Wilson continues to be big for you guys. Among the state leaders in scoring at 20.3 points a game and only a sophomore, you feel like she's got more to prove here coming up, especially with the tournament coming up this week?
Yeah, I don't know if prove is the right word, but I think she has a lot in the tank. She does so many things on the offensive end, on the defensive end, even when she's in foul trouble on the bench for our team, just in every way. I think we have a lot more to give her in just getting her the ball in the right spot. Sometimes we haven't been too great at doing that. So I think she's doing her role, and it's all about the rest of us coaches, but also her teammates and supporting her and feeding her the ball there.
And she's also a state leader in rebounding at 12.6, fourth in that category, according to Keisha Covered. As we're visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as we mentioned, Flint Hills Shootout time, and you will play Thursday afternoon. You are the 3 seed. You'll take on Council Grove. You've already played them. And then if you take care of business on Thursday, you'll play at 3 p.m. against either Linden or Northern Heights. And, getting Linden again would be a very intriguing matchup, knowing you saw them last week. And then, your Friday outcome depends on when you play Saturday. And I know next week you'll make up a game with Osage City on, I believe, Thursday. What else is on the schedule for you next week after the Shootout?
Yeah, we also are on the road at Peabody
okay.
on Tuesday. And then so we play Tuesday and then had an opening, which was we were able to fit Osage into.
All right, so going to be a busy next 6 to 7 days for you guys, especially with 5 games in 7 days. You feel like your girls will be ready for this little mini gauntlet?
I think so. They've been biting at the bit just as much as Coach Peterson and I have to just get on the floor and play. And that's what they all signed up to do. So I think, will it be tiring? Yes. And will the legs be a little bit out by the end of it? I'm sure. But I think everybody is prepared mentally to go take it on and is excited to play basketball.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this weekend in the Flint Hill Shootout. And best of luck next week with Peabody and Osage City. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. And hopefully, if you take care of business on Thursday, we'll have you on Friday and Saturday with your games. So, Coach, again, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Chase County Girls Basketball Coach Clayton Happy joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.